Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and our guest today, I received a call, Sally Helgeson, for the book Female Vision, Women in the Working Marketplace. She's on a plane flying to a destination, so obviously we're not going to be able to have her as a guest. We will be rebooking her at a later time, but an emergency came up, and that is what has happened. So regrettably, she will not be with us today. However, this will make it an open mic hour, so if you'd like to call in at any time, 888-815-9756 is the telephone number to call in to. That's 888-815-9756. Those phone lines will be open for the entire hour. Well, I wanted to share a story with you about how one person can make a difference with a different perspective of thinking and an approach, perhaps, that might be considered a little unorthodox by people. It's about a company and how one particular man who was hired as its CEO was determined to turn around what was a negative into a positive. And I think this is good not just from the positioning of an executive making a difference, but from the fact that the employees were involved in the process. So what happened is that there was a gentleman, Kenneth Freeman, hired as a CEO for a company called Corning Incorporated. And I'm sure you have heard about Corning. Many of us have their products in our kitchens, and we probably have not been aware of the fact they were also very much involved in television glass manufacturing. Wouldn't have given it a consideration. Well, Corning, as a company, had been the early leader in developing glass screens for televisions. However, as the way it is in free enterprise, competitors are always going to be out there in the marketplace trying to, well, maybe do it a little better than the first guy that came out with the best product, and that's what happened. Competitors had caught up and were pulling customers away from the Corning company. Now, the employees in this glass manufacturing environment were very proud of what they had been able to accomplish through the years, proud of their work, but they didn't hear or get any feedback from customers. They didn't know what the customers thought. And the customers, unknown to the employees, were complaining. The product quality, the service, wasn't what it was supposed to be. So when Kenneth Freeman came on board as the new CEO, he had this major problem in front of him. Two CEOs that had preceded him had talked to him and warned him that the employees didn't know that customers, didn't understand that customers were dissatisfied, that the pride that the employees had in their work were not keeping their attitudes open to the fact that things could be improved. Well, Mr. Freeman found that he was getting the same kind of response, but he decided he was going to do things a little differently. This is what he did. He shut down the entire Corning glass manufacturing factory for 9 days. He contacted and brought in, at his expense, the customer's expense, not the customer's expense, the company's expense, brought in customers to meet with the employees face to face. And Mr. Freeman encouraged the customers to present the employees with their complaints. What was it they didn't like about the quality and the service? What did the customers feel had to be improved? And the employees were sitting there face to face with all of this information. Well, it really surprised the employees. They got the message. They saw the reality of what was happening actually out in the real world. So they began taking their quality and service problems very seriously. They didn't think people were making this up. They had gotten the real truth directly from those people that were not buying because they were dissatisfied. This man's approach, Mr. Freeman's approach, through having this confrontational and very expensive happening, really shows how valuable it is for us to take a positioning of leadership and intervene when it is necessary to do so. If people don't pay attention to what you're saying, you need to find those voices that can say what you need said that will be listened to. You don't necessarily have to get abrupt, loud, or nasty to get a message across. And the people at Corning were able to turn around what was a very negative situation through understanding and hearing the truth from the people that counted, the people that bought the product and enabled them to get their paychecks. This is such a good story, I think. And this came out of a business magazine, but it is the fact that sometimes we have to do things a little bit differently than what we normally would expect to do. And I think that that is always good to keep in mind, something for all of us to remember. Now, by the way, today, because we are not able to speak with our guest, Sally Helgeson, well, we will have those phone lines open for you. So if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, I will be more than happy to do that. Here is the toll-free number to call into. It is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Well, this show is coming to you live from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, where the weather, unlike what's going on in the Pacific Northwest, my home turf, where it's drizzly, rainy, and very, very cool, it is absolutely gorgeous here. The temps are in the middle 70s, slight breeze, and gorgeous, gorgeous blue skies. Now, I have in front of me an image of a desert environment, and it was so reflective of what is, well, what goes on in this part of the world as the sun is setting at the end of the day. And this is a little poem by Janice Pinkney. It reads this way: a purple sunset strewn across an August sky, opal-tinted clouds dipped in raindrops, these breathe summer into our souls. Now, I realize we're into September, but I just thought the poem was so lovely, and there's a beautiful photograph here of all these wonderful colors of sunset, and that is what happens here. You would never know that we're into the fall season of the year, but it really is happening. We have gone into that. By the way, while being here in Las Vegas, I was encouraged to go to a location that I want to let you know about. It's called Siegfried and Roy's Secret Garden and Dolphin Habitat. Now, this is at the Mirage Hotel, and the reason I'm talking about it was one of the most incredible experiences that I've had in a long, long time. Siegfried and Roy, I'm sure you're aware of them. They're two magnificent performers here. Yeah, that were performing here in Las Vegas for so many, many years, and they had the white Bengal tigers. Well, they have created the secret garden, and we actually saw white lions and also white tigers, and they have two beautiful babies there, white tiger cubs, that are just absolutely incredible to view. They're active, and they're just so much fun to watch. But this is an incredible facility, and it's totally dedicated to preserving the gene pool of these magnificent animals. And it is very much dedicated, as are all the people that work at this phenomenal facility. And it's called the Mirage Habitat. And if you have a chance, go to their website, miragehabitat.com. You will just be amazed. They have these beautiful dolphin pools, and they don't put shows on. What they do, they encourage the animals to be active. That's done during at feeding times, et cetera. But there's no major performances by the dolphins that are pre-programmed, but oh, what beautiful creatures. And it is, again, just a gorgeous environment. So if you ever find yourself in Las Vegas, I would really encourage you to see this one facility. It is a true testimonial to two men who absolutely love the animals, entertained millions of people through the years, but more than that, have dedicated their monies, their time, and their efforts to making sure that the beauty of these animals will be continued. So I did want to share that with you because it's been quite an experience. Well, I wanted to also let you know about some facts and information that have crossed my desk. And I know we've got a caller, but I wanted to share, too, a story by a gentleman, Harold Wood, and we'll be going to the caller in just a moment. And this is about the debt buying industry. You've all heard these commercials about, gee, come to us, we'll save you money, we'll do this, you don't have to pay so much if you've got a big debt ratio. Well, I think you'd be interested in hearing his story. But before we do that, let's take our first caller for the day. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Well, I'm calling from the opposite side of the world. I'm calling from New York State, which could not be more contrasting than where you are. And thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to speak with you. And I frankly jumped because you touch very special memories, which happened to be mine with this wonderful experience of Secret Garden. With these white animals, and it's such a great rarity. It is so exotic. And with your comments, and thank you for taking my call before the story you're going to tell to all of us, but I just wanted to share with our listeners that it is indeed a very unique place in the world because of the color of these very powerful animals.
Oh,
you
I
are
agree.
In, you know, you're in the kingdom of white fur, and I think the proportion of the garden is so beautifully designed. It's not too big, it's not too small, but it is just most incredible, I would say, unexpected thing to find in Las Vegas.
Oh, I agree. And by the way, what's your first name?
My first name is Lena.
Lena, I know when I went in, I didn't really know what to expect because many years ago, this was before they built the facility there for the tigers. They just had the dolphins.
Yes.
It was focused on marine life, and it was wonderful. It was really, really very special, and that was so memorable to me. But, of course, many years have passed from that particular experience, and when I went in and found that they had taken the dolphin and the habitat area and then had made all the wonderful changes they've made relative to that because now it is for the education and understanding of marine life, which is tremendous, and to have that. And then you just walk over a little bit of a bridge, and the next thing you know, you enter into this magical, lush, magnificently designed environment, just what you've described. And the feel, you just are totally unaware that you're in Las Vegas. It just doesn't even, you know, the images of the strip and things of this nature, you go, it's non-existent. You are really stepping into a beautiful, beautiful environment.
Absolutely. It's almost like unexpected stratosphere. If I may impose with one another memories I had, and you, I'm sure, even more familiar with this, it's an exhibition of old cars, which I don't remember exactly which hotel because those streets just endless, and at one point you don't know the difference from one to another. But this exhibition of cars brought so much of a history. There was quite a emphasis on the historic leaders who been actually physically in those cars. So I think that one of the most remarkable memories Las Vegas can be very proud of is those white world of animals and that historic collection of the cars.
Mm-hmm.
All the other things just for more of a plastic entertainment, if I make this brave comment.
Oh, it's wonderful. I so agree. And, you know, there's just such a wonderful environment of diversity that I think is terrific. Cultures from all over the world, you hear all kinds of languages spoken. It's just an incredible experience. It's wonderful. But let's get down to business with you, Lena. Let me give you my information, and then you're welcome to ask a question. How does that sound?
This sounds very wonderful, and I certainly do not want to impose more on your radio time and your story time, and I'm just listening to your information, which I will be gladly to take.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, Lena, the first thing I am looking at is that you cannot continue to do business as usual. And when I'm saying this, you have come to a point, not quite at a crossroad, but you are at a positioning in your life where you know you have to initiate some changes in how you direct your action, how you direct your attitudes, what you're going to do with your particular plans. And I think you're going to be taking the time to design, for all intents and purposes, a new game plan. That's what you're really going to be looking at. And I would like for you, if you could, to incorporate some time with one or two individuals that you have a deep respect for, who have an understanding of you, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, and just to go to them and say, I would really like some feedback from you. I am wanting to do X, Y, Z. You have experience in certain areas. Knowing me, knowing what I'm really wanting to do, what suggestions would you make to me? What would you see as positive steps to take? What would you see as steps that would be wasted? Now, they may ask you, what are you looking at? What is it you're wanting to do? Asking you the typical questions. So be prepared to answer them and be very, you know, short, sweet, to the point. And then listen carefully and take notes. Now, you're not going to agree with everything that they say, but that's not the point. What you want to do is to listen to what they have to say, and then after they give you their opinions, then question them. Say, what is it that makes you feel this would be better than this? Why? And allow them to give you their feedback. And that will give you something to weigh and measure with, and it also will enable you to see how you can make what I would call a shift forward in the financial planning that you would need to have go along with this. So there's a lot of things going on with you. You have been extremely frustrated because you have not had the clarity that you have wanted from people when you've talked to them. Many times the people that you have spoken with have not had the clarity that you've needed. They don't have the experience. They don't have the knowledge. And they do not have the understanding of how to communicate effectively and well. So this is something that for you is extremely important for you to be aware of and be alert to. So you're in a whole different mindset. You've gone through a shift from, I would say, 9 months ago that is really quite significant. So be patient with yourself. You're on your way into that different career environment, financial environment. You're definitely in a different place. So it's going to take you about 6 to 9 months to get everything together, everything in a cohesive package that will enable you to achieve your next big shift that you want to make. Be aware, it's attention to detail that is going to make the difference. Do you have a question for me?
Well, I'd be very honest with you, and forgive me for being so open, but when I called, I frankly did not expect the reading, for which I thank you very much. I was just taken by your description of the first example of some business environment and how things been corrected, and your very well taken comment how sometimes we have to take a different turn to find out the problems. And then when you talked about this secret garden, which ignited my memories, that's frankly what prompted me to call you and to express my admiration for the fact that you connected those two polarized different thoughts and experiences in life. But I did not expect the reading. However, well, something you said, rings the bell. Something perhaps not very much, but I'm always very much open for suggestions. And when someone has a gift to penetrate through another soul, I admire very, very greatly. So I just wanted to thank you for your time. You gave me a lot of your attention.
You're more than welcome. And Lena, thank you for calling in. Is this the first time you listen to the show?
No, not the first time.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in.
I admire stations very, very much, and not the first time.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm so glad you're enjoying the programming.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo, and you, just like Lena, can call in. My guest for the day is on a plane flight to a particular destination and was unable to make the interview, but you can call in and chat with me as well. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Oh, and I'm going to be sharing some horoscope, little minor horoscope predictions for this fall season that we're in. And I think we'll be chatting about Cancer, Leo, and Virgo, because we've already covered six other signs. And then maybe tomorrow we'll finish up with Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. So we'll be sharing that with you today as well. But above all, if you want to give me a buzz, 888-815-9756 is the number. Now, tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Robert Bavall. This is a man who's been deeply committed to the research and study of Egyptian history. And if you're as interested in it as many people are, I think you're going to find the interview a fascinating one. We're going to be traveling to Spain. That's right. That's where Mr. Bavall is living. And we're going to be talking about his fascinating book called The Egypt Code. So tomorrow is going to be, I think, a most intriguing day regarding some time in history that maybe we think we know everything about, but I'll tell you what, that's not the truth. It's far removed. There's a lot more we don't know than what we do. So that'll be the topic tomorrow. Okay, I was talking to you about information that had come across my desk. This is about a Harold Wood and his experience with credit cards. Now, we've all heard of the horror stories. We all know about having too much in the way of credit card debt and how that can just absolutely break the bank. Well, Harold was working for a company that went out of business. And like so many people today, he was out of work. And he got behind on his credit card payments. Now, he really is one of these people, hardworking guy. He was going to get back in to the black regarding the financial debt quickly. However, what ended up happening was not that at all. In fact, his financial troubles haunted him for a number of years. What the bank did was bundle his debt with others and sold it to a collection agency. That's when things started going awry. Now, Mr. Wood is an information technology professional. He's from the state of Washington. One day he gets a call from a debt collector who told him that he had bought Mr. Wood's credit card debt. So, Mr. Wood started making payments to the debt collector. But guess what? Bet you didn't think you could be contacted by a second one. Neither did he. He thought he was making his payments to one collector. Well, there was a second one that came in. Then a third one called. Well, he realized he was going to need some help, so he decided he was going to hire an attorney. What he found out was that his credit card account had been sold to multiple collectors, and none of them could prove they really owned his debt, nor could they prove that they had the right to get his money. So he ended up filing two lawsuits, which were settled in his favor. And do you know, during this process, there ended up being 13 debt collectors, 13 different debt collection agencies laying claim to the money that he owed. Now, this is why I think this is so important, because it is one of the worst feelings to have someone from a debt collection agency call you. And people, if ever you've known anyone that has gone through this, they'll tell you how they just get sick to their stomach, they'll get headaches, you'll end up crying on the phone. I mean, there's all kind. You're just terrified, because there are no real rules for these people. And we had a guest on previously that said that she knew of someone that had been called that had threatened a little girl and said, tell your mom that, you know, they're going to lose this, they're going to lose that, they're going to lose everything. All your toys are going to be gone. Here's a little kid talking to a debt collector. Now, debt collectors are trained to be very manipulative and to hit your emotional button, because they're after the money. Now, this is some information I think that is extremely important for you to be aware of. The debt buying industry is made up of both large and small companies. It includes law firms, also includes private investors who buy and sell hundreds of millions of dollars of defaulted debt each year. See, it's not what's going on up front, it's what's going on behind the scenes that you need to be aware of. Now, the law does protect we, the consumer, from certain types of debt collection practices. Buying and selling debt is basically totally unregulated. Now, there are all kinds of spreadsheets of debt with inadequate or no records of payments, disputes, or prior exchanges with the consumer, so they can be sold and resold. Even if you paid debt, a debt that's invalid, paid off, or disputed, it can keep coming up for years. It is unbelievable what can be done to people if you don't keep your records, if you don't pay attention to what's going on. Now, there are statutes of limitations that exist on the length of time a collector has to sue a debtor, as do restrictions on reporting the debt to a credit agency. But there is no time limit on the sale of debt. And a lot of the states let debt collectors revive a debt that's past the statute of limitations if they persuade the consumer to make a payment. Let me repeat that. Many states let debt collectors revive a debt that's past the statute of limitations if they persuade the consumer to make a payment. So the Consumers Union says that any debt that's sold must include all information about the account. In addition, a debt that is past the statute of limitations should not be revived just because the consumer makes a payment. And there should be a ban on selling or collecting any debt more than 7 years after the default. Now, here are some points of information that were suggested. If a collector calls you, if you're having some problems and you believe the debt is not yours, write the collector, who must send evidence within 5 days. Also, find out your state statute of limitations before you pay a debt collector anything, because if it is past that point of limitation, you will automatically start the clock, as they say, on payments again, if you're not wise. And then also, whatever you do, do not ignore court notices. If you don't show up, the collector can freeze your bank accounts or garnish your wages. So all of this is extremely important. So be aware, this is significant information. In today's world, we have got so much going on electronically. I've shared with you how accounts have been compromised. I've talked to people about some experiences that I've had, and they go, oh, you ought to hear my horror story. We have so much electronic stuff going on that you must be alert and aware. Assume nothing. Be very, very cautious, because sometimes there are even situations where people say, well, you haven't paid your debt, and you have. So be aware, as a consumer, you've got to stay on top of things. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. I've got some wonderful things to share with you, including a recipe for French tilapia amandine and spinach pasta. Sound yummy? Well, it really is, and I'm going to be sharing that with you. And, of course, a little bit of horoscope information and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So stay with me. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Donna Sebo. Don't forget you can call in at 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. Now, for those of you that have stories of the paranormal, won't you please send me your story? Now, what are the paranormal? They're experiences that may be involving precognitive dreams, out-of-the-body experiences, or being able to talk about telepathic things that have happened to you. There's just all kinds of stories that maybe you can share with me. I'm putting together 100 stories for a book, and I'd love to hear yours. Now, I'd like you to send it to me via email, and be sure that you put in the subject line, story for Donna's book, or something equivalent thereof, or paranormal story, whatever you want to do, but I need to know what it's about, and I will put it in the file where I'm accumulating all of these different stories from different people and different experiences that they've had, and I would just love to have yours because I think it's important to share these personal experiences with others so that they won't feel like they're weird or this is something to be afraid of. It is something that is truly normal and natural, and we all have the opportunity to be able to expand our own intuitive skills, and sharing, I think, is a good way to do it. And again, I'm broadcasting from Las Vegas, Nevada. Our broadcast tomorrow will be coming from Las Vegas as well. And then next week, I'll be back in the Pacific Northwest, probably shivering after being in such a warm, warm environment. I'm telling you, it's quite a unique experience, especially when you're on the West Coast, as I normally am, and your temps are in the average of the 60s. We've not had much of a summer, but by golly, stepping into the Las Vegas world, woohoo, you don't even need a sweater. It's hard to believe. Okay, I've got a wonderful recipe for you. I hope you've gotten yourself a pad of paper and a pen. This is French tilapia amandine and spinach pasta. If you're like me, you enjoy those meals that are a little bit lighter, especially in the evening, so that you don't feel like you've got a stomach full of food lead, so to speak. And if you want to stay alert, if you've got different things that you're doing and you just want to keep the body happy, I find having something light like this is marvelous. And this really makes a wonderful, wonderful dinner any time of the year. But I think in the fall, it's just got that special something. So let me share this with you. What you're going to need is 8 ounces of a small shell pasta, whatever is your favorite. It doesn't make any difference. You need about 8 ounces of it. And then 2 cups of baby spinach leaves. That'll weigh in at about 2 ounces. And then you're going to need 3 tablespoons of butter, and you want your butter at room temperature. You'll need a teaspoon of grated lemon zest, and a 1/2 teaspoon of dried herbs de Provence, 1/2 teaspoon of dried herbs de Provence, and then 2 egg whites, 1/3 cup of sliced almonds, 1/3 cup of sliced almonds, and 1/3 cup of seasoned dry breadcrumbs. 1/3 cup of seasoned dry breadcrumbs. You're going to need 1/4 teaspoon of salt and pepper. 1/4 teaspoon of salt and pepper. You're going to need 4 tilapia fillets. They should be about 6 ounces each. And, of course, you can get that at a fish store. Now, this is how simple it is. You cook your pasta, whatever the directions are, follow them, and then drain them. And you want to put the pasta in a large bowl, and you want to stir in your fresh spinach, your butter that has been kept at room temperature, your lemon zest, and the herbs, and you mix it all together. After you mix it together, you cover it, and you just leave it alone. The spinach is automatically going to melt right in, or wilt, I should say, right in with the butter as it is melting. The flavors are marvelous. They'll have a chance to melt. Remember to cover it. And then in a shallow bowl, you take your egg whites. You want to beat them lightly. Then you want to mix your almonds, your breadcrumbs, your salt, and your pepper. And then you want to have a large nonstick skillet. You want to put some nonstick cooking spray on it. Or if you like, just use a little bit of butter, you know, just for that additional flavor. The French love to use butter in cooking, and I think it's wonderful. Or if you want just a little bit of olive oil, you choose. And you want to then heat the pan over medium-high heat. Now, you're going to take your fish fillets, dip them into your beaten egg whites, and then coat them in your almond breadcrumbs. And you do that with all the fillets, and then you're going to cook them in batches, if necessary, depending on how big your skillet is. You just want to turn the fish once, but you want to cook them till they're brown, a golden brown, and cooked through, which doesn't take very long with fish. It's about 3 to 4 minutes per side. And then you're going to serve it with your delicious spinach pasta, a light meal, little bit of sliced lemon if you want to have that on the side, and a delicious salad, a nice wine to go along with it. It's a wonderfully flavorful light meal, and it's something I think that you would really, really enjoy. And you know what? I remember as a kid, my father was from Italy, and he loved to fix fish with almonds. And he would saute them in butter and a little bit of white wine. And sometimes he'd bread it, sometimes he wouldn't. But it was just so flavorful. So don't think kids won't like this. They probably will. Almonds have this wonderful sweetness to them. It's just a delightful, delightful dish that I think you will enjoy. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Oh, another thing I have to tell you about Las Vegas. You don't ever have to worry about gaining weight while you're here, because by the time you finish walking from one end of a hotel to the other end of the hotel, you've burned off whatever you ate. It is just amazing. You walk, walk, walk. I had to chuckle because they have a phenomenal bus system here in Las Vegas, and we got on the bus because my husband's feet are not as hardy as mine. And so he was walking with me, and he said, "Donna, I just can't keep up with you." Of course, I'm known by my friends as being a walkaholic. I just love to walk, 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 walk. It's just marvelous. And I have tremendous stamina for it. And I'm a fast walker. So anyway, when we're on the bus, and my husband had just finished complaining about his tender tootsies from having walked so much, and then this woman comes on with her husband, and she's saying, "We just can't do it. We have to walk." When we got through walking just through one hotel, she said, "My goodness, my poor husband, I told him, I said, I can't do this anymore. I can't walk anymore. It was so funny. My husband said, I can relate. So one thing you need to do when you come to Las Vegas is know that it is a city, first of all, that never sleeps. Secondly, have good, comfortable walking shoes and have fun. Just really enjoy yourself. All right, here's your fall horoscope for those of you born under the sign of Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Oh, yes, we've already given out the horoscope for Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. So we have these three that we're going to share with you today. For those born under the sign of Cancer, oh, boy, your home life is going to be getting some new levels of responsibility. Now, you're going to find that you are going to have to pay attention to family. There is a lot of stuff that's happening with family that's really going to surprise you. You've got to be on your toes, taking care of the small stuff, doing what needs to be done. And you will be very glad that you did. Don't procrastinate. And I know school has started, and it could be that members of the family are going to be grabbing your attention in that way, but it's just what you have to do. So take care of family. Also, you're going to find that this month is an opportunity for you to really get some recognition for your work. And I think that that is incredibly awesome. You are going to have that recognition. Now, when it comes to money, you're going to find that this is a good time. If you're in business, take that extra time to do what you need to do for yourself. You're going to find that that you give your energy to is going to give you a good return. And you are going to find that people are really going to want more of your skills and your expertise. Don't be afraid to speak up and to step out and be recognized by others. You are going to get recognition from other people by tooting your own horn, so to speak. But you've got to show and demonstrate what you're capable of doing. And then they'll go, wow, I want you on the team. Those of you born under the sign of Leo, boy, you always like your home and you always enjoy being on stage. However, you're going to find that when it comes to love life, you're going to be meeting some brand new people that are going to be very, very significant to you. And I just think that you have a chance to open up your heart and become involved in community in a way that's going to be very, very meaningful to you. So family, boy, that's first place for you, but it's primarily going to be centered around you. You may want to do some redecorating, something in your environment that's going to give you a lift as you're going into this fall season. Money, you're going to be doing pretty good. I do want you to be aware, though, of doing some saving for those of you under the sign of Leo. Jobs, if you're looking for one, there's going to be some opportunity, but don't sit back and wait for somebody to recognize you. Looking in the mirror just doesn't get the recognition you need, so you're going to have to be out there hitting the pavement and making sure that you give that presentation of self that's going to show you in the best light possible. And then I think you're going to find yourself being able to do exactly what you want to do. Travel, well, you would really like to be in places where there's a lot of action. That is fine, but you may not find you have as much budget for it as you would like. It is something you are going to have to plan for, but remember there are always those locations that you can go to that can empower you to have a good time without having to spend a whole bunch of money, because it looks like your budget is going to be on the tight side. For those of you born under the sign of Virgo, fun. This is what you want. You're known for being a very, very serious personality, very analytical, but it's as if those of you under the sign of Virgo say, wait a minute, I want to relax a little bit. I want to have fun. I want to do those things that are going to be most meaningful for me. Money and career, you're going to find your seeds of prudence are going to reap some pretty good rewards. You're going to be able to interact with some people of higher positionings that are going to be interested in you, your skills, and your talent. So don't feel that all of the effort you've put into yourself is going to be wasted. It is not. Refining and polishing your skills always is a good thing. Traveling, it looks like there's going to be little trips. not big trips, but little trips, and you're going to have a chance to explore your own turf, even wherever it is that you are living. You're going to find that your travel itinerary is going to be an easy one to take care of because you don't have to really travel that far. So it looks like you're going to be staying pretty close to the home turf. Well, that's for three signs of the zodiac, and tomorrow we'll be talking about Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. So that's what we'll be discussing then. We're going to be taking a break for just a moment. If you'd like to give me a call, call 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Do you believe that animals can make a difference in someone's life? Well, I've got a story here about a wonderful dog named Penny that actually inspired a little boy's life-giving experience on so many levels. So I'll be sharing that story with you. Also, if you would like to have a bird feeder, you might be able to pick up something at your local thrift store that would be very inexpensive to put together. I'll give you some information about that, too. It's something I would never have thought of, but, oh, it's absolutely delightful. If you're an apartment person, or if you're someone that has your own home, has a nice yard, it doesn't make any difference, this would work for anyone. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today, 800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
bbsradio.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Telephone number 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Okay, I wanted to share with you about these beautiful bird feeders. When I came across this information, I thought, oh my goodness, fall time of the year, I don't know about your part of the country or the world, wherever you're listening in from, but in the Pacific Northwest, we get like four or five different varieties of woodpeckers that fly through our part of the country on their migration into warmer areas. We get pygmy nuthatches. We have blue jays. We have all kinds of phenomenal birds that migrate through the Pacific Northwest, and they're always looking for food. And I thought, this is so charming that it's just such a unique idea. You can take and use teacups, and make them into bird feeders. Now, I never would have thought of that in a million years, but I've got a picture of this in front of me. The birds just seem to love it, and it's really easy to make. And if you didn't want to use bird seed, I know in our part of the country, many times if you have a lot of rodents, which if you have a lot of forested area, that's a given. And if you don't want to track certain rodents, then maybe you would not want to put bird seed in, but maybe you'd want to fill them with water because birds need water too. But you can go to a thrift store and look up for teacups. And the reason you want to use the teacups is because they're not so deep. If you used a mug for this, your mugs are pretty deep and the birds might not be able to get down. But the teacups are usually just about 2 inches in depth, and they still can get the seeds out easily. But you can go to a flea market, thrift store. This is what you're going to need. You're going to need a teacup and a matching saucer, or one that doesn't match. Who cares? The birds don't care. And you're going to need extra strong glue, such as Gorilla Super Glue. And then you're going to need a 24-inch, 3/4-inch copper pipe. And I know we've got a caller, and I'll take that caller in just a moment. Let me finish giving you the components that make this. And you're going to need a corner pipe cap to fit the pipe. So that's what you need. You need a teacup and saucer, extra strong glue, Gorilla Super Glue, 24-inch of 3/4-inch copper pipe, a copper pipe cap to fit the pipe. After I finish with the collar, I'll tell you how you put it together. It's just a wonderful item. You know, it would even make a nice gift if someone had a yard. Would be something. It'd be great for the holidays. This is Donna Sebo. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
KL. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, KL. Welcome to the show. All right. So
JL.
JL?
Yes.
JL, I apologize. I misunderstood.
No, it's okay.
All right, JL, the first thing I'm looking at with you is plan. I watch you with interest. I think you're quite an organized person, but sometimes you get distracted. Join the rest of humanity. I think we all do. And as I'm watching you, I really think that you're going to find yourself in an interesting situation, because you're coming into a period of time where you may be given more than one choice for career development. And you may say to yourself, oh my goodness, when it rains, it pours. I would never have imagined that I could have all of these choices. What I would say to you is, when you're looking at your options, let's say maybe you had an option to go on for some specialized education, or you had a job opportunity where you go in as an apprentice on a certain level and go up, or maybe you would have someone say, gee, I want you to come in and run my business for me. And I'm just using those as examples. And you're saying to yourself, what do I do? What do I focus on? What I would say is, look at the end result. Look at what you've got right in front of you that demands your attention. And then look at what is the big, big picture you have in front of you. Let's say you wanted to be an interior designer for commercial buildings. So in the interim, maybe you have an opportunity where someone says, well, I would like for you to become a part of my business. I know that you're involved in interior design. You'd really like to do this, but this is what I will offer you. You'll get first choice opportunities in working with clients. You'll work by my side, and then I'll also help pay for your education or something like this. Of course, that would be absolutely perfect. But let's use that as a scenario. So maybe your big dream is to be in the commercial environment, and all you're finding yourself associated with is the, let's say, the homeowner's environment. And you think to yourself, gee, I really want to break this. Well, you need to become aware of different environments that you can become associated with, that because of the practical experience you would have in the home decorating, and again, this is just an example, you can have that as an overflow. You can fold that into whatever you've got. And you will meet people that you can say, I'd love to expand my skill level. What would you recommend? And see what they give you. But look at the big, big picture, and then step back to where you are in the now, and how can you work with now so that whatever you do goes into that accomplishment for the bigger picture. Am I making sense?
Yes, you're making a lot of sense.
Wonderful.
Actually, my question is, I just finished school, but I want to go on and get another master that will actually add up to my current master. And I was just wondering if I can get into that program.
All right. What is your current master on, and what is it that you're wanting to go forward with? What is the additional master that you want?
My current master is in psychology, and I want to get another master in communication disorders, which I believe would add up to the psychology.
Oh, I think that would be very good. I would encourage you to go ahead and apply for the program. I'm getting something about 2 years. So there may not be the opportunity immediately to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, but don't give up on that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and apply for it.
So,
and
you,
what
you
I would also
believe...
encourage you to do is when you go to apply for it, and if you have a counselor that you've worked with that is specifically knowledgeable about the particular environments that you would like to be affiliated with, ask that counselor what recommendations they would make to you regarding obtaining some practical internship that would assist you in, let's say, being above and beyond the average person that would apply for this.
Mm-hmm.
I think you will be eventually accepted. For some reason, there's something about the program where there's a limited amount of people that can get in.
Okay.
So don't take that as a negative, what I've said to you. I don't want you to give up on this.
Okay. But you don't feel that it might be a year from now, because that's more what I want. Like, I want to start sooner.
I don't think that's going to happen, hon. Oh, my goodness, I just looked at the clock, and I'm sorry. I've got to go, dear. I can't talk anymore. I'm out of time.
Okay, thank you so much, Donna.
Oh, you're so welcome. Don't give up on this. Apply for it anyway. And if you have to wait a year, wait the year. My goodness, I'm sorry. I just looked at the clock. This is Donna Sebo. We're out of time. We'll be broadcasting from Las Vegas tomorrow as well. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Have a magnificent day, evening, wherever you are, and we'll be back with you right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.